Barry is leading the team in pressures. First of all, for
batted
nose
tackle.
What's that? Yeah,
balls,
for a nose tackle to do that. Number one, what does that say? And then also just your take on him getting outside on that bubble screen to make that tackle.
Well, it was an excellent play on the screen. You know, he chased it down. We had a blitz coming from the right, and he was slanting from his right to left. And I mean, just made a great play. You know, great effort, first of all, and he showed his speed and athleticism, you know, for a nose tackle. And, you know, I think Barry's one of those guys. I was kind of surprised, and of all the guys in the Pro Bowl, I thought, you know, he would have had an opportunity just because of the way he's played. You know, he's like you said, he's got a lot of pressure, a lot of quarterback hits, knockdown balls, and he's done a great job for us.
Been asking him about the season. He said he was disappointed last year with how he played, but he feels like he's made you guys look a little smarter this year that he could play nose tackle. Did you think that about his performance last year?
No, I thought he overanalyzed. You know, Barry's a really smart football player that kind of overanalyzes things once in a while. I think he's trying to get a feel for the position. It was new for him. Obviously, coming from a four-man line his whole life and, you know, moving back to moving into that nose position, it's just something that he had to get right in his mind. And he watched a lot of tape in the offseason. He watched, you know, Casey Hampton, a lot of guys that ran the 3-4. And I can't remember exactly what game it was. He said, I think a fourth or fifth game of the year. And he said, now I know what you want. Like, we've been saying it for a year, but Barry had to figure it out, and I think he's, you know, he finally got to figure it out the way, you know, what we were looking for.
Has obviously Ryan was pretty dominant on Sunday. How much has Rob Jackson and Lorenzo Alexander on the other side, guys like Jarvis and Barry, helped remove some of the chipping and the doubles and all that stuff that he was kind of facing initially after Rack went out?
Well, there's a number of things. I think he's really playing at a high level, especially his last 3 weeks. Talking about Ryan, and he has done a good job. You know, we flipped him and has done some things, and obviously Rob and Lorenzo and Jarvis has taken a little bit of pressure off him, but I think he's played, I mean, outstanding these last 3 weeks.
Tim, over here.
Yes.
When you design a plan against Tony Romo, where do you start? What's the thing that you don't want him to do?
Well, I don't want him running around, first of all, if we can kind of eliminate that. That would be number one. And then, you know, it's hard to contain the guy, first of all, because I think he's a heck of a football player. I've always felt that way about him. He's got a great feel for, you know, getting out of the pocket, moving around. He's got a great arm. He's got tremendous weapons around him, and he utilizes them really well. I mean, his favorite guy, obviously, is Witten. And he knows when he needs something, he goes there. And you know, you see Dez taking off, and you know, that's the Austin. They got a lot of weapons, and it's going to be. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to see where we're at.
One more follow up to that. The running back Murray, who you know has had some injury problems at times, but when he's there, how does that change what they do in the passing game?
Well, obviously you got the big time threat of him running, and you know he's a heck of a running back, and now they got to you got to make sure you handle the running game. Because you can't let them both get going. You have to at least try to eliminate one part of their game and put them in a one-dimensional game if you can.
Jim, looking ahead with DJ coming off the MCL last week, how important has the safety rotation been at that spot? And if he can't play or if he's not at full strength, how does that affect you guys?
Well, we just put the next guy in. we just kind of roll with that. So it's you know, we feel good about Reed and Jordan and Madu, and I think hopefully DJ will be able to go, and you know, but we'll see.
Why has that rotation been so helpful or productive?
Well, we're just trying to utilize their strengths. You know, do what they do best, and you know, DJ does a good job. He's really good in the box. You know, that's what he did in college. He was a dime linebacker, and we're just trying to take care of put those guys in positions where they can help us win.
Dez Bryant's been having an unbelievable second half of the year. Can you just talk about some of the different? Have you seen a difference in him even over the last several weeks from when you played him? Is there anything he's doing different? Is just
no. I saw an 85-yarder against us, so I saw it live. Yeah, no, he's a heck of a football player. Obviously, he's got all the physical tools to be a great football player, and he just had to put it all together. It looks like he has, and you know, he's got great hands, great speed, and a big body. So Well, that'd be a great challenge for our corners.
Are they doing a better job of putting him in more one-on-one situations? Last week it seemed like some of those were coming in one. Are they doing anything different, or is it just?
No, I think he's just stepped up his game and he's playing really well.
Jim, when you look back on the second half of the Thanksgiving game, what stands out to you, and why did it unfold the way it did?
Well, I'm not really sure what you're talking about. What unfolded and.
They were down 28-3 at half and scored a few times to
well, they scored on an 85-yarder. That's one play. Then they had a long drive, right? Then they got the ball on a turnover at the 16. And then the game was over, and we're just trying to get out of there. So I wouldn't say it was something dramatic change. They got a big play on us. They had the one drive, and then they got turnover and got the ball in pretty good position.